This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Overall, nearly 53% voter turnout has been recorded in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls till 3 p.m. 96 parliamentary constituencies spread over 9 states and 1 union territory are being covered in the fourth phase. Voting started at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. The Election Commission said polling time in certain assembly segments of 17 parliamentary constituencies of Telangana has been extended to enhance voter participation. Our correspondents touring different constituencies report that long queues are being seen of voters at different polling booths. Special enthusiasm is seen among the youth and women voters particularly. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase. Over 19 lakh polling officials have been deployed across 1,92,000 polling stations. Nearly 18 crore voters are eligible to exercise their franchise in this phase. The Election Commission has made all arrangements for the smooth conduct of polling. So far, in the last three phases, polling has concluded smoothly in 283 parliamentary constituencies and 20 states and union territories. Besides these, voting is also underway for single-phase assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh for 175 seats and first phase of assembly polls for 28 seats of Odisha today. In state assembly elections of Andhra Pradesh and Odisha, over 55% polling was recorded till 3 p.m. Andhra Pradesh registered over 55% voter turnout, whereas Odisha nearly 53%. Polling percentage in states is West Bengal over 66%, Madhya Pradesh nearly 60%, Jharkhand over 56%, Andhra Pradesh over 55%, Odisha nearly 53%, Telangana over 52%, Uttar Pradesh over 48%, Bihar over 45%, Maharashtra over 42%, Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir nearly 30%. In West Bengal, the presiding officer of booth number 25 of Birbhum Lok Sabha constituency was removed by the Election Commission today. The poll panel took the decision after noticing through webcasting that a person was repeatedly going inside the booth and influencing the voters, but the presiding officer did not take any action against him. The Election Commission is webcasting all the booths in the Lok Sabha election. Information and Broadcasting Minister and BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur filed his nomination papers from Hamirpur Parliamentary Constituency in Himachal Pradesh today. He was accompanied by senior BJP leader and former Chief Minister Professor Prem Kumar Dhumal. The BJP leader won the elections from this parliamentary constituency 4 times in a row and is now contesting from the seat for the 5th time. BJP candidate from Shimla constituency and sitting MP Suresh Kashyap also filed his nomination papers today. Congress candidate Vinod Sultanpuri also submitted papers from this seat. Campaigning is in full swing for the remaining 3 phases of Lok Sabha elections. Senior political leaders are crisscrossing the states to hold public meetings and roadshows to garner support for their parties. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held multiple rallies in Bihar today. He addressed a public meeting at Hajipur and Muzaffarpur. In the evening, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold a mega roadshow at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. He will be filing his nomination papers from his Varanasi Lok Sabha seat tomorrow. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Rai Bareli in Uttar Pradesh. He promised that if Congress INDIA bloc comes to power at the centre, then its first job will be to waive off the loans of poor farmers. Supreme Court today refused to grant interim bail to former Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren in connection with a money laundering case linked to an alleged land scam, citing recent release of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal from jail as an example. Hemant Soren sought interim bail to campaign for his party, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, in the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta heard Soren's petition, challenging his arrest by the ED, which is investigating the money laundering allegations. And the Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today declared the results of Class 10 and 12 board exams, in which girls have again outshined boys. In a statement, CBSE said, 87.98% of students have passed Class 12 board exams. Passing percentage is 0.65% higher than last year. Prime Minister Modi has congratulated students who have passed the exams. And that is the end of this news bulletin.